Podcast Ranger.
Guys, when you said we're moving, I thought you guys were joking.
No.
I just ran halfway across the country.
Whoa. They've been here for like a week.
Yeah, where have you been?
All week.
Week?
Yeah, we moved all your shit, set up your room for you, asshole.
You're off the lease.
You even came with a new laptop and phone.
Yeah.
Somehow it's magically in my hand.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Welcome to Extra Extra, everybody. We got a full fucking house. You got all five casters and green caster, because it's 420.
Why is it?
Yup.
It's Destiny. Say hi, Raven.
Heyo, I'm here too today.
See? It's a Christmas miracle.
We just moved. Raven's here. Paul's here. Gar's here for Extra.
Cats and dogs living together.
The fast hysteria.
Yeah.
The fucking planets have aligned this week on Castering.
Whoa. Including the Planet of the Apes.
That's nice.
But that's over.
I'm gonna go change.
Okay.
No,
Kaito change?
Yeah,
no, Kaito's change.
No, costume change.
Costume change!
Henshin. And one long and complicated Henshin sequence later.
It's a marijuana miracle.
A miracle?
Wow.
Anyways,
it's extra, so let me do a thing.
Cast Ranger.
Oh my god,
bam.
That's so cool!
Thanks to the magic of my new Elgato Stream Deck, I can have our sound effects play right away.
Cool.
What do you have on there?
You'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
I forgot to mute the mic when I played that, so that'll sound really bad until it gets edited.
Is there secret sounds on there, like if we say a special word and there's...
No, but I could do that. I don't have anything like that yet, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You said the secret word!
Yay! Wait.
Can you put an air horn button on there?
I absolutely could.
Does that mean that you can render us obsolete by copying our own memes and, like...
Skittles! Eat a dick!
No, I mean, like, just having a button for Shania Twanger.
This is the best Sentai ever!
It's like someone says Shania.
I miss
Lucky
Snickles.
I don't even have to be here. You can just Shania Twanger.
I'll kill you.
Ah!
No, that's a completely separate. That's a completely separate button.
Yeah. Aggressive Hulk button.
So yes, we're in our new space now. We may sound weird, like I mentioned last week. So
apologies if the sound quality is a little off this week. We
haven't really tested that yet.
Yeah.
And,
so
and we haven't installed our sound dampening, which is currently tucked away in this little box here.
So post in the comments and let us know how this audio sounds to you guys.
Apparently, you like wash it and then
it expands.
Okay, I'm looking at that small box in the large room.
With 12 pieces in there.
Like, I looked at it and I was like...
I didn't know how much to buy, so I bought the least amount. I'm going to put that up, and then if
okay.
we need more, I'll buy more.
Can you just, like, stick it on the wall?
Yeah, it comes with, like, double-sided tape.
Oh, okay, so what is it, like, wall cushions?
Yeah, it's like the kind that YouTubers use.
Okay.
Like, the kind you see in Jacksepticeye's background.
Yeah.
Is it, like, egg carton-shaped or ridge-shaped?
I think one or the other.
Something
I don't know.
About washing
well,
it and expand.
I mean,
well, I know that.
Everyone
I mean,
in the chat
like,
approves of our new sound.
I mean, like,
so.
The actual
cool.
texture of the foam. Like, is it... It comes in two forms. It's either ridge-shaped, like a zigzag sort of thing, or in, like, the back of an egg carton.
Which means it'll sound even better once we have actual dampening up and our voices aren't reverberating off these walls like a fucking kindergartner on coffee.
Quite frankly, you could also mount them onto large pieces of drywall and make panels that you can just sort of set up.
Large pieces of drywall? You mean like... Eh?
No. I mean things that you can actually strike down so that you don't have to have film on all of the walls.
Okay,
room.
So what's our first story?
Right, the news. That thing. first news, our old friend, Comrade Ichigo Hiroshi Fujioka, was apparently involved in a minor traffic accident.
But was he wearing his rider helmet?
I wish... Hiroshi Fujioka was in an accident that... Actually, I should give the fucking news stories to the chat, maybe.
Nah. They don't deserve them anymore.
Nah. There you guys go. We love you guys.
Fuck them.
And you too could be receiving these links live if you tune into our show either 9 or 10 p.m. Fridays Eastern.
No face. Fuck you.
I don't know you.
But fuck you.
I didn't say that.
I don't know, Lane. I wouldn't piss off the guy who was talking about murdering things before we started.
Something about lights and goats.
Murdering goats?
Yeah. Okay.
Remember what? okay.
Yeah, your figures.
What?
Anyways, okay. Hiroshi Fujioka was in an accident that took place in a Tokyo intersection on April 18th. While driving, Fujioka's car apparently collided with a taxi, causing a slight neck injury. No, not for him, for the lone taxi driver. He was fine, apparently. When speaking with the police, Fujioka stated, "I paused and proceeded slowly, but we collided."
An eyewitness reported that as the cars impacted, you just saw Fujioka just go, "Tah!" and just jump out of the way in time.
He jumped out of harm's way.
Out of harm's way.
And then Ryder kicked the other car.
Oh. Ryder kick!
What? No!
It'd be amazing.
But yeah, I was joking, but apparently Fujioka did leave without injury.
Yeah, because he's the fucking original Kamen Rider. You can't harm him. He's a cyborg.
Pretty fair, honestly.
I'm just imagining him popping out of the top of his car, like in a Sentai sort of like relying on editing, sort of jump through the air. Tall!
Like there's just a shot of him in the vehicle, and then like the sunroof opens, and he just leaps out and he comes down transformed.
I'm just thinking, I got jumped!
Yep. Well, I'm glad he's okay.
Alright.
You don't want to lose our original OG
comic. And speaking of incidents, we're getting. What I always wanted, Kamen Rider Duke returns! Except, he's returning to jail.
Again! He did it again!
Really?
Tsunenori Aoki, who played Ryoma in Kamen Rider Gaim, who we reported not a week or two ago about having an indecent assault charge, was arrested again for a separate indecent assault charge on the same night.
Was it the same woman?
I don't think so.
No, it says this woman's different than the one that...
Okay... I get if you're upset that, like, you know, you lost everything because of what you did before, but don't do it again.
I know your Gaiden movie was not great, but Christ.
It wasn't that good.
Anyway, so on April 20th, the day we're recording this, Tsunenori Aoki was arrested again for indecent assault, which, for an incident that occurred on the same night as his previously reported indecent assault on March 4th, which was 1:30 a.m. in Sagaya. He is suspected of putting his right hand inappropriately into a woman's skirt, which is a different woman than the previous incident, and it took place after the original one.
And on 4/22.
Well, he did it on March 4th.
Well,
he was drunk and doesn't remember it. Wow.
Local security cameras showed that two other women were also assaulted, and the police station is investigating it, so there could be a total of four charges.
God damn it, Duke. Why?
Because Kamen Rider Duke wanted a returns event.
That makes me so...
Wait, so this is Ryoma?
Yes, the actor who played Ryoma in Gaim.
I'm not surprised.
Once a villain, always a villain.
Well, the first time he did it, afterwards, he lost...
These were all incidents that...
He got booted out of his agency. Cut from his agency, and out of everything that he was doing in the future.
And then he got replaced by Kaiza.
I like Ryoma's brand of evil, but not his actor's brand.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, look at that haircut.
His haircut is the worst thing of all.
Hey, Sokka called. He wants his hairstyle back.
Sort of a thready eyebrow.
Yeah, I know. Whoa.
Anyways.
Why are we talking
next
about
story.
That?
That's okay.
What is jacket, though?
Next, we have the official release images for the SH figure arts of Genmu God Maximum Gamer Level Billion.
I didn't mean
what
that as an insult to his eyebrows. I was just saying that they were kind of thready. Not like bad thready.
It's okay, Emily.
Fine.
Why have billions when you can have
millions?
No, it was why have trillions when you can make billions?
I love
just him going.
I absolutely love this one image of him just reeling back and what I assume can only be
Crime!
I was just gonna say villainous laughter.
No, I think he's trying to be like dangerous Sempy.
Robot House.
I can't wait to see a video review of this figure because I just want to see how articulate it is.
I'm super tempted to get it. It's so amazing.
It's expensive though. It's like $140.
Right?
There's something about this figure that just screams Megatron.
Right?
I think it's the face.
It might also be the purple. For some reason I associate purple with Megatron. It might be Beast Wars Megatron.
It's Beast Wars.
Yeah.
No, purple isn't like Decepticons.
Yeah,
it's Decepticons.
So,
robots in disguise, more like goddamn, it's so great to be a motherfucking giant robot.
That sounded premeditated.
More like robots that can hide.
Robots that can fly for some odd reason.
So this Tamashii Web exclusive figure will be releasing in September 2018 for 99.36 yen, which will be well over $100 before any of us see it.
So they're pulling the Broly here, where we're going to release a big figure first of a character that we know will sell.
Which I call a bigger.
And then we'll sell the actual figure that people want.
No, this is the one people want.
No.
Cereal so, and beer like, and beer.
For instance, Raven would probably want X-Aid level 99.
Yeah, I kind of want Maximum
so,
Mighty.
So you're going to have to wait for this to see how good the sales do on this, and then they'll release the X-Aid one.
From what I'm hearing, the figure for X-Aid level 99 was shown off at a toy event.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
And
I
not did. Too many people wanted it, so they decided to go with this instead, from what I'm hearing.
I want Golden Rasta X-Aid.
That's happening.
Oh, Muteki?
That's happening.
Sweet.
When they released the images of Rabbit Tank sparkling, Muteki was just chilling in the background.
That's awesome.
That's actually a great way to reveal it.
That's awesome. I love Golden Rasta X-Aid.
I don't like gold shampoo at X-Aid. Anyways, next.
Oh my god.
Easy breezy, beautiful books.
We also have official images for yet another godlike purple rider, Kamen Rider Rogue.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
he's pretty great.
He's pretty nice.
It's pretty good.
This one shot of him with the fucking funky rifle.
I love the eyes.
Right?
The eyes look
I just
really
like the
good.
Whole. I just like the intricacy of it. Well, the gun, but I like.
See the gloss like on his helmet. Like,
yeah.
The black gloss. That's what the Forze figure was missing. Because like he has a gloss on his head on the front of his helmet, but like in the figure art it was a matte finish. So
can you imagine this was a Bandai of America thing where it's like here are the press photos, actual release, it's like just a bland purple paint.
Oh good, it comes with the engine and Remocon gear bottles.
So
will not be surprised if they come out with the Hellbros.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's their hint at hey,
that's
coming.
The Hellbros?
But you'd have to get a different figure to get the transformation.
Yeah.
No, you know what's stupid? They made the Soto figure. You can either they made the Hellbros just one figure. You either can make the Engine Bro, the Remote Control Remocon Bro, or the Hellbros.
I like that. It means you get three forms for the price of one toy.
No, but you can only choose.
But that means you have to buy two more if you want to display all three forms.
Or alternatively, if you want the two brothers standing side by side, you have to buy a second one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, the Soto figures are super cheap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
They're like $3 to $5
each.
Yeah,
they're like tiny little mini puzzles that you build, I think.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're like this big. I think it would be cool if they just sold the two as the two brothers as a set, but giving you the ability to put the pieces all on one of them.
Yeah. Because literally, Hellbros is just a kit bash of the two of them.
That would make the most sense.
Anyways, so the figure of Kamen Rider Rogue will be releasing also in September. Premium Bandai Web exclusive, 62.64 yen. Much more modest price than Genmu.
It looks smaller and less in a giant robot.
Less awesome.
It does look cool though. I would totally have that. Like right. just those collecting rider forms that I think are neat.
Yeah, and Paul just as I know you probably haven't like fully seen the thing when he transforms his like attack with the two things just kind of close up on his head.
Him and a dimini?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, they him and a dimini.
Nice! Can that be the title of the episode?
It's him and a dimini.
Yeah, him and a dimini.
I love when they him and a dimini.
Oh my god.
I'm assuming that's how it's spelled.
So the thumbnail, that's
about as close as you're going
to
get.
Now the thumbnail just needs to be like that figure arts, some picture of figure arts robe, but just instead of his face, it's just Katak's face.
I'll see what I can do.
And the title of the episode should be Him and a Dimini.
Yeah, I already wrote that.
Him and a Dimini.
Him and a Dimini.
Have I spelled that right?
Him and a
Dimini.
Him and a Dimini. Him and a
Dimini. Boston Pepper Incorporated.
I don't know. It sounds kind of like...
sounds like Hakuna Matata.
A little...
What a wonderful phrase.
Yeah, it's...
Him and a Dimini. Him and a Dimini.
What a wonderful phrase. Him and a Dimini. Yes, things on his face.
Okay.
Everything comes from space.
Wow.
Just have Timon and Pumbaa as the Hellbros.
I mean, it's from Mars. Anyways, next we have a prototype revealed for Super Mini Plus Tsubasa Maru, aka the Falcon Zord.
Because Mighty Shogun's coming, might as well do the
Can
Falcon.
Can he do Rockets Away, though?
Yeah.
I fucking hope so.
Rockets Away.
Yeah, you can see the hinge.
I know.
Like the first hinge.
So, by way of the Bandai Candy Toy blog, which I will refer to as Candy, we have our first look at this. Prototype images. We don't have much to go on. No price or release date info, but it's happening.
Calling it now, they're going to do Ninjor. I want them to do Ninja
Man. You
mean
Ninja Man? Ninja Man!
I want them to do Ninja Man.
We all want
I don't care about the Ninja Megazord. I just want Ninja Man.
Alright, next.
Woo.
Time Ranger has had its North American DVD cover put out as it's being released by Shout Factory.
Blech! I was waiting for it.
Hey, at least...
cover that much
at least...
No, it's just... It's so bland.
At least they have their suits on in this one. It's less bland than the ones where it's just them in their civilian forms.
Well, it makes sense to do that with Zoo Rangers so that people don't get confused with Power Rangers.
It's like a bootleg.
Why are there blue jeans in the background?
That, yeah, it's like
the flow of time.
Like, if you saw the Gingaman, like the Go-Go 5.
The flow of time is just like
pants. DVD
covers, Super Sentai. Really time is jeans.
Time pants.
Time pants.
I still remember when I went to go find the O-Ranger DVD at HMV. I'm like, hi. So apparently Shout Factory released a box set called O-Ranger. What? Super Sentai? Before Power Rangers? Oh, that! Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
Oh, yeah. I never
yeah,
talked to
the
people
that.
At HMV. I just wandered in and found shit.
Yep. Blaze in our chat. Time pants taking shit in the past!
Okay. Very good.
I don't get the reference, but I felt the
I don't know. All right.
Aha.
So, this set will include all 51 episodes. This is a surprise, 51. As the 51st episode is a special clip show highlighting the first 25 years of Super Sentai.
Woo!
Oh,
boy. Basically, they go throughout time to find out if they are, like, who are the most strongest teams.
Because, of course, Time Ranger would do that!
No, and they almost get hit by Battle Fever Robo when he's doing an attack.
Oh, fuck.
It's like, alright, 1979, shit! What was that?
I don't know. This will be releasing on July 31st and will cost American
$59.97. It's not
okay.
bad.
Not bad.
For a
little high?
For a Blu-ray of an
No, just DVD.
It's DVD.
Oh, okay.
But it is 51 episodes.
Oh, just, even Toei hasn't released it on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. That's
I do hope once we do get to like the shows that were filmed in HD, we get Blu-rays like Ghost Ager and onwards.
Yeah. All right.
Because that
I
makes
want,
sense.
I want Blu-rays of Kabuto.
Well,
sure.
Blu-rays do exist of Kamen Kabuto. Just no subber has subbed the show yet with the Blu-ray Raws.
Next.
Damn it.
Some new cast members have been announced for the upcoming Go Onger 10 Years Grand Prix.
Hey, it's Master Shifter.
Who's the chick in the middle?
That wasn't an RPM.
One of the Go Onger villains.
Gotta go watch Go Onger.
Yep. I mean, if you like,
gotta
if
go
you like cute,
Onger.
If you like cute talking swords, sure.
Yeah.
Cute talking what?
So,
cute talking swords. The Zords are all sentient and they have cute. Eyes.
Big googly anime eyes.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Wait, no, go on. No!
Yeah.
Not even.
Damn it! Boner! Confusing judgment!
Can't. Crap show. So hot though. But crap show.
To you, maybe.
Even I couldn't tolerate more than 8 episodes of it.
There's a Christmas world.
Where everyone dresses up as Santa Claus.
I hate it.
I'm sorry.
No!
I've never seen it.
It's the show's fault. No, I wasn't talking about you. I wasn't responding to you.
I know.
Talking
it's okay,
it.
Paul. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so, now Oikawa will be returning in Grand Prix. Commemorating the 10th anniversary of its first broadcast, Yasuhisa Furuhara, who was Sosuke, Shinwa Kataoka, who was Ren.
All the Go-Ongers.
Yeah, all the Go-Ongers, all six, seven of them.
There's seven of them.
The Gaillard generals who appeared in this TV series will be revived for the movie. including Yogo Stein's voice actor, Kiyoyuki Yanada, and Mitsuaki Madono, who voiced Kitanatus, as well as the voices of the engines. Oh, boy.
Cool.
I just like the idea of sentient Zords. If it turned out bad, then I guess that's just the show.
The idea is a great idea, though. I do like the idea. Yeah, I've seen Rangers turn into Zords. I've seen, like, Zords that are just all, like, automated to come towards the Rangers when they need them. Sentient Zords, like, ones that can talk back, like, where they have, like, an actual...
They have annoying onomatopoeia catchphrases.
Well, like... Did they have to be like these tiny little Hot Wheels?
Yes,
things?
And then they grow big.
But Hot, like, Wheels, eat fast.
Anyway, anyways, also appearing in the movie is Satoshi Jinbo, who was in Ryuki.
Who is he?
I don't know. You have to look him up.
I'm looking him up.
He will appear in this movie as Minister of Defense Shinichiro Noizumi. Also in this movie is Yu Kamino, who was Maki and O's, and that one asshole from Amazons.
Oh, he was alternative.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
So, alternative from Ryuki and Maki from O's. Okay. Well, so the guy who played Maki and O's and that one asshole from Amazons will appear as the leader of the special police, Torao Kurei. Rai Takahashi, who portrayed young Emu in Exade, will apparently also have a key role in this story.
Okay.
So, this DVD and Blu-ray will be released on September 26th.
Please don't fucking tell me that this movie will be focused around a child.
Well, it says he's a key role in
the
story.
I hate that trope.
But it's a show for kids.
But it's a show for kids.
I understand, but that's what made
the self-insert
character. Tyson movie absolute garbage.
It's the self-insert role.
But Lane, you gotta think of the kids.
That movie wasn't made for you. Yes, it was!
You eat the cat poop!
You eat the cat poop? What?
Anyways. Next.
Wait, who was eating Ultraman X? I gotta find this out.
You do that.
I don't know who was eating Ultraman X.
Next, we have the hammer...
eating Ultraman X?
That's what I thought you said.
I heard he was getting the Ultra Axe.
What the fuck is happening?
Hammer Dial Fighter!
I'm playing Broken Telephone now.
No, he said he wanted to see who that person was in Ultraman X. So who was he in Ultraman X?
Okay, and I heard he was eating Ultraman X.
Yes.
If only. Next, confirmed that we have another campaign item in Lupin Ranger. It's the Hammer Dial Fighter, or based on its appearance, what I like to refer to as the Samus Dial Fighter.
Wow. It does look like Samus colors.
Looks like shit.
Yeah, it's pretty tiny.
The colors are kind of meh, but I do like that it's a hammer.
And it has like a gold dial.
Because here comes the giant fist!
Because it's a special item. So, apparently, to obtain the Hammer Dial Fighter, you need to purchase any item from the VS Vehicle series released thus far, including the red, blue, and yellow, and Cyclone, and Scissors and Blade Dial Fighters, or Trigger Machines Ichigo, Nigo, Sango, Biker, as well as the Good Striker. Aside from those, you can also get the hammer by also purchasing the Lupin Kaiser or Pat Kaiser sets, or either of the DX VS Changer sets. So buy any of the things!
By all the things.
This
was probably really cheap to make.
It will be available starting April 21st, so by the time this episode goes live, you'll be able to get it.
Hey, remember that Golden Panda?
So send in your boss kids.
Wait, what was Q-Ranger sent? Oh, right, the Pegasus Kutama and the Big Bear Kutama. And a lot of other Kutamas. There are too many Kutamas.
All right, next.
Okay, triggered.
Triggered.
Tetsuo Kurata and Jiro Okamoto were in a commercial promoting the upcoming Kamen Rider Black RX Tamashii Lab Revolcane.
Wait, no TJ Roberts? 0 out of 10.
Zero dex.
Zero dex. No dex.
So is that Minami Kotaro?
Yeah, that's Kotaro, and that's the suit actor for Black RX on the left.
Oh, I thought he was a Nazi.
You could have fooled me.
I was confused. That's why I was triggered.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were triggered because it's RX.
No.
That's what I thought. I didn't even pick up on that.
No, that's not... that. It's a thing now, but...
Now I'm triggered.
It's even worse.
No,
No, you know,
like, I thought he was a Nazis, but no, it's a Nazis and a black RX.
And the Star Wars.
But Minami Kojiro's in this frame, so I'm good. So,
yeah. He has aged well. Kotaro has.
Yeah,
he has. Suit actor, not so much.
No.
No, but what's fun, cool is he actually, like, the suit actor does, like, the whole, like, black RX pose. And, like, Kotaro tries to do it, but then, like, while he's, like, trying to, he's just like, I can't. Like, I can do the henshin pose, but I can't do, like, the after henshin pose.
Well, I mean, I guess that wasn't his job.
Oh, fair. It's like Keiji Oba when he tried to do his transformation pose recently. He's like, I'm fucking old. Can't fucking do this shit.
So, this item will be premium Bandai Web exclusive, 19,440 yen, which will be well over $200.
I want it.
October release. No. Pre-orders are now open.
Mantled up on the wall.
No.
I want it in my face!
I want the Rider lightsaber too, but...
I don't want it anywhere near me.
No.
I don't want this Nazi-ass lightsaber.
World War...
I wasn't even thinking that, but no, you're right, though.
World War IV, when the Empire destroyed Alderaan.
Wait, wow. Did you just skip past
Except
World
Star
War
Wars was a long time ago, so it would have been World War Zero.
Far away.
World War V. For the last time, there has to be a World War III and IV before V. And I keep telling you, World War V is so powerful, we don't need the other two.
World War VI, so very tired.
Again with the Nazis.
Again with the Klingons.
That's World War VII. World War VII. Again with the Nazis.
That's the one that everyone talks about way too much and overhypes, and everyone says is the best, even though the ones that came after it are way better. I'm making a fantasy joke.
And then everything else afterwards, people just were like, eh, fuck it.
It's not seven.
It's not seven.
Okay, moving on.
You don't tell me what to do, TV.
Speaking of Kamen Rider Amazons, it's being officially released in English.
Yeah, like anybody would actually buy that shit.
People have been actually to support it.
So, Kamen Rider Amazons is now being released...
as Amazon Riders.
Funnily enough, actually through Amazon Prime.
I don't want to spend $90 just to watch a 13-episode series.
The entire first season...
6-episode series?
Well, it's only the first season right now.
Yeah, it's only the...
Which is available right now, the entire season, with English subtitles that are probably not great.
Isn't Amazon Prime just like a streaming service?
No, Amazon Prime
does a bunch of things.
Like, it makes your deals, or it makes your,
shipping go faster?
Yeah, shipping faster.
You get deals on items.
Deals on items.
You get free Twitch Prime, which I know because I have.
You can watch some Ultramens that are exclusive to Toku HD, which
is
on Amazon Prime.
You can watch new Top Gear,
new Top Gear.
Yeah.
Which Top Gear is a spot on.
I mean, like, yeah. But
all I have to say is that's... just Prime. Moving on.
I like that suit, though.
Yeah, that was Alpha we were looking at. Gaku Sano, Kamen Rider Gaim, appeared at an Avengers Infinity War event.
That's so cool!
Neato.
Space God!
Good job, Gaim.
They're fighting against another Space God!
Avengers 4, Avengers X Kamen Rider.
Right?
Generations finale.
Am I allowed to get some?
Yeah.
To promote the upcoming Avengers Infinity War, Tom Holland, who
Infinity
is...
Infinity War?
Infinity War?
I heard Infinity
War. I said
War.
Infinity War movie!
No, you said Warm.
Warm movie!
Warm.
I love...
It's a pretty lukewarm movie.
I love the Infinity Warm.
Right now we're...
It's the Infinity Mitten?
Yeah, right now we're in Canada, Infinity Cold.
It's better than the Constricted Cold.
I'm sorry, that was
really
dumb.
That's okay.
Is that Herb Durr's Steve Rogers there?
Probably.
It can't be him. He's a Shocker agent. He's got black boots.
So, in this frame, we have Kamen Rider Gaim hanging out with Captain America and Iron Man.
Iron Man looks like he's froze there. He's like, help!
It looks like it's not a person, it's just a statue.
It looks more like a cardboard cutout, quite frankly.
It's a standee.
It's literally just a standee because, like, you know, it just looks two-dimensional.
So,
but,
as I was saying, Tom Holland, our Spider-Man, as well as the film's director Anthony Russo, alongside Gaku Sano, as an actor-fan representative, and actor Junpei Mizobata, who is Detective Conan, and Sam Wilson, a.k.a. the Falcon's Japanese voice actor.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that Detective Conan's VA
is doing Falcon?
Is a boy and not a 80-year-old woman like Goku?
Right? Not where I thought you were going, but all right.
When are we going to get Super Sentai in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? I want my Battle Fever J going up against the Hulkbuster and just its arm getting fucking decapitated.
No, Thanos, well,
they're
going to
lose.
Thanos is about to attack the Avengers, and then all of a sudden you just hear, Kiwamiums! Die, 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 Shogun!
No, guys, you can't have a gun in there.
Space gun.
Also,
you can't have a space gun there. That's Adam Warlock's job, right, Raven?
And also, just kind of saying, it makes sense for Super Sentai to be Marvel because clearly the Power Rangers are in the DC universe.
How do you know that?
Because they're in a comic book crossover.
No. What happened is that they were teleported into the DC universe.
Well, still, though.
Anywho, Avengers Infinity War will be releasing worldwide April 27th.
Wait a minute, which one's
Holy shit, that's soon!
That's a week!
Oh my god!
Oh yeah.
No!
Yep.
No!
Yep.
No!
Yep.
I don't want to work.
Garfield is so good! Oh yeah! Oh, it's so good, so good,
bah.
So good!
You're never gonna
see it!
Bah.
You're never gonna see it!
Gar works at a theater.
I know.
I was telling the audience.
Go see Rampage in theaters now. It's cool.
Go see Blockers.
The Adventures of Dwayne and George.
Go see A Quiet Place.
Go see Blockers.
Go see something. Anyway.
Don't go see Infinity
War. Give money to the entertainment industry.
Go see Infinity
War. Go see Quiet Place.
Give your money to us. Patreon.com/RadioSentaCast.
Just watch Mom and Dad Save the World.
All right, next.
I'm sorry.
Next.
We have some...
Watch Okja coming out on Netflix on June 30th last year.
We have some rumors for upcoming build stuff.
Last year?
Don't you remember when it came out? I did that on like 3 episodes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ichi.
I probably wasn't there.
We have some rumors coming up for Kamen Rider Build. Now, obviously take these with a grain of salt, but these seem kind of
possible. I want to take it as a whole canister of salt.
Why don't we just drown you in table salt?
I'll go get the salt.
Apparently, these come from a user on 2chan who has correctly leaked info before, so there is some merit to these. Coming up, first off, the Karasu Robot Splash Jelly. Which Karasu meaning crow, which means that this is likely a grease power-up.
Crow?
Crow Robot. Or, as I'm going to call it, Crowbot.
Crowbot. Oh, wait a minute. So, Crow T Robot?
Okay, now
he's
making...
He's already a gold robot.
Okay, Ichi, now you're making the Androbot sound intimidating.
Does he also sell frozen yogurt, which he calls Frogurt?
We can only hope.
Frogurt.
Frogurt.
Next is the final Rabbit Dragon bottle.
The toppings are also cursed.
So, this seems very likely because the teaser for the movie did actually show what looked like a Rabbit Dragon form, so this is probably real.
Yep.
And then next, which I also have evidence to back up, the DX Evol bottle set, which will be a set of four bottles.
No, that's Crow, not Cropus.
Which will be a set of four bottles belonging to the exclusive movie riders appearing in the summer film, which are obviously used with the Evol driver.
Cool.
Wait, there are going to be more riders?
Yep.
Damn.
More riders.
And there will
more
be...
More riders.
More riders, more power.
More Zords.
More Metabots.
More Zords.
Yeah, I miss Metabots.
And finally, apparently a campaign item via Gun Rising, people can obtain the F1 full bottle, which as we know from our hackings previously, pairs up with Keisatsukan for Build's drive form. So, the F1 full bottle could be a thing.
Ooh, I want my drive bottles.
I want my bubbles.
I love bottles.
Oh, wait, were you making a Turtles joke there?
Yes.
Yes, of course I was.
Okay, I was about to say.
Alright, so, that will sound interesting. Coming up next, Godzilla Kigu!
Hey! This is Kaiju news! Is this fucking Ultra Ranger?
No, but no one's gonna... If I don't talk about this now, no one's gonna hear about it for 2 months.
Oh,
question!
Burn!
Well, gee, it's not like we've moved or anything.
Okay.
That didn't stop you before.
Okay.
Did you move
to the back blades glow in the dark.
No, they don't. No.
Damn it!
It's just a giant right? Godzilla
missed
one,
opportunity. Hold on, hold on.
Why does his face look like the saddest?
Right? No, no, let's look at this.
It looks face.
Like moldy Barney the
look
Dinosaur.
Look at his fucking face! Look at his fucking face! Oh no, now there's a human in me.
Help me! Put me back in the kiln.
He's not done.
I'm finished.
The fucking eyes!
Looks like fucking Krusty!
Oh my god, do you know what it looks like? I'm gonna post a picture, because I don't want to spoil
it. Looks like a skinned Easter Island statue.
Gary, you need
it
this.
It looks like he just had to give up his
I
puppy.
Don't need this.
And every time we record Ultra Ranger, you need to wear this.
Yeah!
I ain't buying it.
Alright, we're gonna
okay.
start a GoFundMe.
Patreon! Patreon!
Let, let's all get Kigus of our favorite riders.
Of riders?
Or Sentai or Kaiju. Just our favorite Toku hero.
Oh no, it's the Blibbity Blob dude!
What
oh,
the fuck?
That guy's weird. Don't watch that video.
Put that image in.
What am I looking at?
I don't know! I don't want to know!
No!
Solo!
I know he does look kind
yeah,
of like Jabba the Hutt, but he's the Gob Glob Gab Glab.
Right.
I feel scared, guys.
I've seen the video for
he's
a song he does.
I'm scared.
Rightly so. So, this Heisei Godzilla Cube, thanks for specifying.
Well,
the Heisei
it's,
Godzilla.
No, it's based on... Yeah, I can see it. The eyes. The 1984
yeah,
design.
That's Nightmare Fuel.
Yeah.
So... It's 150 centimeters long, 128 centimeters chest circumference.
Because you gotta get that Godzilla girth in you.
No, you gotta get in that Godzilla girth.
How much
girth.
Is it, though?
57 centimeters shoulder width and 57.5 centimeters sleeve length, made of 100% polyester fleece.
So that's like 70-80 bucks for that.
Currently available for 59.40 yen.
Okay,
so yeah.
Anyone on Patreon, if you...
You mean
pledge the $80 tier. We can get Gar this Kigu and he can wear it.
No.
That's gonna be more like a romper on Gar.
Hashtag.
Okay.
It's gonna be more like a towel on it.
There's an Ultraman when you get it.
Kigu for Gar.
Sofie one?
No. Please no.
Speaking of Ultraman.
Wait.
Yep.
I'm
usurping you.
Why?
Because this looks cool.
This is altering.
Again, if we don't talk about it now,
and...
we won't hear about it for 2 months.
Hey,
okay,
guys,
I can solve this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ultra Ranger, where we talk about Ultraman's past, present, and future, Godzilla, and all kaiju in between. So, me and Gar, we have all special guests, Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Welcome!
Yeah,
welcome.
Wow.
So, for our one piece of news for this week...
It's a crossover!
Can I just say first, though, I am your biggest fan. I love Ultra Ranger. It's so completely different from what we do. Thank you so much for contributing to the internet.
Thank you.
You are a god.
And can I say I am your smallest fan?
Thank you.
Just
yeah. Well, look at your new contract, buddy.
Shit.
Yeah.
So yes.
Hey, I'm talking about this.
Well, we're brothers.
Okay.
All right. Fine.
How about you both talk about it at the same
time?
1, 2, 3. Ultraman RB
has been revealed.
You guys are
terrible. No. It's been
announced.
It hasn't been revealed. Ultraman Rosso was a silhouette back in episode 35 of Ultra Ranger.
Yes. Yeah, so.
But yeah, to Ultraman, because it's Ultraman Gaia's 20th anniversary, and that was his big thing. Gaia and Agul from Ultraman Orb, the Origin Saga, if you remember that.
Are you an Ultraman or an Ultraman?
When a Gaia and a Agul love each other very much.
Why didn't we not think of that joke? When a Gaia and a Agul love each other.
So what's the gimmick this time
okay,
around?
Okay, so the gimmick this time around...
If I may
Pokemon!
...is RB Crystals.
Which is apparently pronounced Rube.
Yeah,
insert Rube jokes for the next year.
Like,
well,
Goldberg?
No, like a few months. Ultra Ranger doesn't go on for a year.
Oh. Okay.
It's only 25 episodes.
I would kindly like you to provide a 20-page essay, double-spaced, on front and back paper, on how the fuck I would know that!
I'll be right back.
It's
yes.
Just go fuck yourself. Okay,
so, for this series, we get two Ultramen at the start. They're brothers.
Ultraman Charizard and Ultraman Blastoise.
There's the red one, Ultraman Rosso, who was the silhouette for the Telebikun magazine. But then there's also his brother, Ultraman Blue. Not Bull, Blue.
Ultraman like Bullshit.
Like Blu-ray.
I actually might watch this with you guys, because this looks interesting.
Yeah. Rosso uses the crystal of Ultraman Taro, because it's Taro's 45th anniversary this year, in the year 2018. And Ultraman Blue uses Ultraman Genghis Crystal for his main form, because it's Ultraman Genghis 5th anniversary.
Yeah, because in Ultraman, they take anniversaries super fucking seriously.
Ultraman with Ultraman Tiga, Taro with Genghis.
Oh my god, we're still making money from this? Let's celebrate the anniversary.
Right? Dyna and Cosmos are buddies.
But what's really interesting about this is, finally, they're not one that's a fucking fusion.
Yeah, no
fusion. It's only been 2 years with fusions.
That's long enough.
But
yeah, these look really good. They've got like an elemental gimmick going. They like Rosso starts out with his flame form, and Blue has his aqua form, and then they can swap them, and then they both have a wind and an earth form.
Yeah. Wind is the purple form, and ground is the orange form, orange bronze, whatever you want to call it. Herpeters.
Apparently, wind is based on Tiga, and crystal, and earth is based on victory.
Yeah, it makes sense. Victory's from the Underground Society.
Okay.
But Jay, he's from Underground.
If we go down...
There's the caps.
No,
the RB crystal holder.
Go down.
It holds 4 crystals.
There's his weapon.
Yeah, the RB slugger.
Which actually looks cool.
Which is like the Jade Claw, where like you might want it, but like you don't really need it.
No.
It's cool because Blue uses it in like a combined sword form, and Rosso uses it as separate daggers.
Does that mean Zero's coming back because it's about sluggers?
Fucking hell, maybe.
Slugger!
Go down. Excuse me, I'm gonna take a nap. Wake me up when Gar's done gushing over Ultraman. Hey!
This one actually looks interesting.
Also, apparently, Ultraman Orb's coming back as Dark Orb.
He's evil!
So we have.
No, it's Ultraman Orb Dark.
There. So we have a theory that this might be an alternate, like, Ultraman Orb where Jugless Juggler got the powers of Ultraman Orb instead of Guy.
That would be cool. You don't even know who the fuck Jugless Juggler is.
I know of him.
Why didn't they call him Dark Orb so he could be Dorb?
He's a Dorb.
He's adorable.
He is adorable.
High five.
Okay. That was really bad. Let's try again.
But yes, this thing is called if you scroll up, next article. The Dark Orb.
It's called the Orb Ring Neo.
The Dark
Orb Ring Neo. Huh. Where's my other Orb Ring? I've lost it.
He gets a different Orb Ring. It looks really cool.
It kind of looks like a traditional like Ultraman Warper.
And then he can also use it with because I like the
Matrix of leadership.
The brothers they share a changer, so they have to use the changer together to transform.
Gyro.
That's really cool. And then Dark Orb
uses it. That is not that gyro. Wait. I know what you want me to do. Go to fucking Greece.
Yeah, the changer is called the RB, the Rube Gyro.
It looks like something Bell would use.
If you go look there, we get another Waffle Maker.
Yeah.
It's the Dark Taja Spinner.
It's the Dark Waffle Maker.
And apparently to the subs, it's if once you get all 11, you unlock Orb Origins.
Crystal,
because like you see Orb's logo.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Dead center, and it comes with the Ultraman Zero Beyond Crystal.
So it's set to Ultraman RB is set to premiere this July 7th.
And give it a week. So like on Canada Day, Crunchyroll will then announce that they have the rights for it.
Let's hope.
Okay.
The giveaway item for the first round of figures. Is the Ultraman Orb Space Game Zyperion Crystal.
Cool.
It has a gold gold instead of silver outline.
Yep.
Ruined my skit.
Yep.
Welcome to Ultra Ranger, where our skits jump over each other.
Good night, everybody.
Meanwhile, in the alternate dimension where Cast Ranger is recorded. Shut up, Gar.
Oh.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.